This is Dr. Lee, dictating continuation of his physical, patient in Braxton, BRAXD on Luther LUTHER. This is the second page. A patient was a hospital course, was managed in the hospital for acute dyspnea, COPD, CHF, and hypotension. He has a paroxysmal AFib. He was maintained on Coreg and Eliquis. AKI was monitored closely, and BU and creatinine was monitored, and subsequently started to improve after giving IV fluid bolus. Lisinopril spironolactone electron was discontinued. He has also demanded ischemia, coronary artery disease. Medical management advice, left shoulder pain that improves, suggestive rotator cuff arthropathy. Pneumonia treated with doxycycline, hypertension managed, flash pulmonary edema improved with medication management. COPD, he was maintained on inhaler and a neurolipto after stabilization. Patient was sent to subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, he's lying on the bed, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no cough, no congestion. Patient is a poor historian. He is forgetful, has a memory impaired. Past medical history, number one COPD, number two heart failure with ejection fraction of 45% to 50% in the past, paroxysmal AFib, aortic regurgitation, hypertension, CKD, hyperlipidemia. Medications upon discharge.
When I die, it is ring
and cut right off. Oh. Yeah. So I tried it. It'll ring and cut right off. Alright,
Grandpa,
pick up
the check again.
You hear me? The list from the medication that the discharge summary is missing. We have to call the University Hospital to get the discharge medication list. Assessment, patient is admitted with the status post recent acute respiratory distress, number two, acute CHF exacerbation, next line. General deconditioning due to multiple medical problems. Next line, atrial fibrillation. Next line, hypertension. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Next line, status post, AKI. A patient also has cognitive impairment, and my assessment that will be further addressed.
Hello.
Medication. A recent pneumonia treated in the hospital. As per note from the hospital, I have a copy of inpatient medication, but I don't have any discharge medication list. In the hospital, patient was getting isosorbide, long-acting imidor 30 mg daily, Coreg 25 mg BID, melatonin 6 mg at night, Lipitor 40 mg daily, Mucinex 600 mg BID, lidocaine patch 4% daily for pain, aspirin 81 mg daily, ferrocephil 325 mg daily, Anoro Alipta, one puff daily, apixaban 5 mg BID, Albuterol, nebulizer treatment, Q6-hour PRN, Senacort, 17.2 mg daily, Tylenol 650, Q6-hour PRN.
Thank you, Ms. Mouse.
And they have advised to hold lisinopril and spironolactone. He used to be on.
I have
discussed with the manager for this floor. We'll get the record from the discharge medication list. The medication I dictated, they were inpatient medication in the hospital. Thank you.